This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oasis Petroleum has the Be the Buffalo hotline for one reason. They want to celebrate the North Dakotans that have that Be the Buffalo spirit. Ironically, we've been talking about this since before the coronavirus, but you know, the coronavirus and the economic impact from it and the slowdown obviously had a huge economic effect, as we were talking about with Lynn Helms last hour, on the oil industry. And so that's a storm. But they've done it before, and they love it about North Dakota, and that's why they've invested so much here and know that we'll come back bigger and better than ever. Turn in to the storm. That's right. Be the Buffalo. Just turn into the storm and call our 24/7 hotline for anything on your mind or anybody you want to celebrate that has that Be the Buffalo spirit. Love hearing from you at 855-200-1776. We get a lot of good ideas for shows and guests. Maybe somebody you saw on Fox News, somebody you read a great op-ed of, you saw Kevin Cramer say nice things about our law enforcement officials on the Fox News website. Whatever it is, you call that in and it helps us. So you're all part of the show, all part of the family. 855-200-1776. All right. We did finish our conversation with Lynn Helms. I had one more question for him related to, you know, the price necessary to get back to, you know, utopia, where you've got the right amount of infrastructure, you got the right amount of workforce, you got the right amount of, you know, a price in oil and places and markets for the oil. And so I asked him that question, also explaining a little bit about the differential again, which is back, largely because the Gulf Coast is out of storage, so now the oil has to go to other places. And also some opportunity for North Dakota companies to right now help this industry be more efficient in their supply chain. So you'll want to check it out. We'll put it up at am1100theflag.com. We'll get Todd to put it up at KFIRE's website or Facebook, too, and it'll be there. So we continue the conversation for a few more minutes, and it will be there, and you can hear it right there. Without any further ado, it's time for the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall and Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm very well, thank you. Once again, glad to be home in Bismarck, although the heat is already very high here. I'm amazed throughout North Dakota how warm it is. You know, when you're in Washington, D.C. in June and July and August, it's unsuitable almost for humans. But I will say, as we often say out here, at least it's a dry heat by comparison to Washington.
For a friend of mine used to say, tell that to the dead, dehydrated guy.
Right. Exactly right. Well, I have to say, when I work out, when I went running a couple of days this week in Washington, I kind of like the humidity. You obviously sweat a lot more. Maybe it just feels more productive, but it's good for the skin, like my wife always says.
Absolutely. Questions or comments for Senator Cramer, always welcome here on the program at 800-228-0550. I wanted to start by talking a little bit about a woman that I know you knew very well. And so many in North Dakota did, so instrumental to the success of the University of Mary over the years. But more importantly, I think probably just in improving lives just from her wisdom, you know, just by her talking and lessons learned from how she lived her life. Of course, talking about Sister Thomas Welder, who passed away at the age of 80 earlier this week. And all of us, I think, skipped the, you know, beat of our heart and breath comes out of you a little bit, even though you knew that there were struggles there. And she had kidney cancer and had faced so many health battles. And we know where she's at, so it's hard to be sad. But nonetheless, it is it's tough to know that we're going to live in a world without her walking amongst us. What you did a beautiful tribute to her on the Senate floor. I love that. So did Senator Hovind. I mean, there's been a lot of really neat things out there. But what are you thinking about Sister Thomas?
Well, Scott, it's a heavy deal for me, as it is for a lot of people. I think I could safely say, I mean, I've met a lot of people who've had a tremendous influence over a lot of other people, and I don't diminish any of that. And some of them, I think of somebody like Coach John Wooden, but they weren't people I knew well. I have never known somebody that's influenced more people for good then Sister Thomas Welder. In fact, I'm not sure that everybody, all the good people that I know added up, have had the influence over so many people. And when I say many people, I mean a very broad swath. You know, you think about a, you think about somebody who's chosen a religious vocation, somebody that was, you know, committed to monastic life, you know, steeped in the church and in the gospels and in ministry. And you might think, well, that person, you know, by today's standards, you might think that person's got a very small circle of influence. And the reality is, I know nobody that met Sister Thomas that wasn't moved, touched, influenced in a positive way. And I could tell many stories, as I know everybody listening to my voice can, about how she either touched them personally or touched other people personally. And I tried to reflect some of that in my speech on the Senate floor the other night, but I have to admit that I just felt inadequate to the task of paying tribute to her. But one story I think I might have shared with you, and this is a mutual friend I know. I had Maury Wills, the former Dodger great and still one of the most famous Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers of all time, speak at the University of Mary. Did a couple of days out there, actually, and spoke to students about addiction and talked about servant leadership and, you know, the people in his life that were instrumental in his success. And you know, Maury's an incredible, interesting, phenomenally gifted individual. And he had the experience that we all have had with Sister Thomas. And he got back home to Los Angeles, and of course he received this thank you letter from Sister Thomas. And if anybody's ever received a letter from Sister Thomas, you've never thrown it away, because it's such a treasure. It's so beautifully worded, and you feel so good when it's all over. He called me and said, "You can't believe what I just got from Sister Thomas. I got this letter. It's so great. I'm going to read it every day the rest of my life." That was just the type of influence she had on people, and we're going to miss her a great, great deal.
No, she was just a force, really incredible, and obviously that institution is, you talked about it in your four speech, very important to you, and in her leadership there, and now Monsignor James Shea obviously has taken that mantle as well, and it's a special place, isn't it?
It's a very special place, Scotty. When Chris and I first moved here, you know, here I am a Concordia College graduate. Chris, has a master's degree from the University of North Dakota and St. Cloud State graduate. And we went to all the NDSU football games when we were living in Fargo. And we moved to Bismarck, newlyweds. And she immediately went to work for the University of Mary doing, teaching speech out there. And of course, we got to know Sister Thomas quickly, and I became quite active out there as well. I ended up working there, now serve on their board of trustees and have for a long time. I've been on many boards and commissions, but committees out there. But I also happen to have an honorary doctorate from the school, and it's a very special place. And I was attracted to it because of its community value. And of course, community is one of the six Benedictine values that the Sisters of Annunciation Monastery, who of course sponsor the University of Mary, value so much and teach so much. And Sister Thomas lived that along with all of the gospel values very well. But it was Sister Thomas and the other sister, Sister Susan Berger, who was the prioress when I worked there, that attracted me to that community and still does. It's just a remarkable, special place that brings up young people to be servant leaders, citizens of a community, not just proficient at their trade or proficient at their chosen career, but good citizens as well. And Sister Thomas led the University of Mary as its president for 31 years. She led it into university status. I had the great honor of speaking on the stage with her many times, and always grateful when I could go first, because you never wanted to follow her. I was oftentimes the master of ceremonies for 30-year anniversary as the president at the University of Mary. So it is a special place, and you're exactly right. Monsignor Shea picked up the mantle. I was on the committee that hired Monsignor Shea, and he was the youngest university president in America at the time, and that, it seems like it was last week, but I think it was probably about 10 years ago now, and he's still, if he's not the youngest, he's certainly one of the youngest and one most dynamic. And but he and Sister Thomas remained very, very close till the very end, and he relied on her wisdom and her experience and her grace many times, and he and he's serving the university extremely well and has taken it to even greater heights and newer, bigger visions even. Sister Thomas's foundation, without a question.
We will miss her. There's no two ways about that. That's for sure. And there is, I believe that the funeral is sort of family and friends, right? But the services are on Monday.
That's Monday, correct. So yeah. There's, I think, public visitation on Sunday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock with a prayer service at 7 o'clock in Our Lady of Annunciation Chapel, and then out at the university, I believe. Anyway, and then it's then Monday. There's visitation for an hour prior to the 10 o'clock service. But it's all going to be live streamed, and I hope everybody would watch it.
Please do, please do. All right, we'll continue after more. After a short break, rather, and welcome your calls, questions, and or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer. 800-228-0550. Denny's waiting to go here. We have all kinds of fun to come, so stay tuned and join us on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Generous, generous Jerry, keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that, folks. Appreciate having you there with us every day. Radio's tuned right where they are. Thanks a ton. Brought to you by PetroServe USA today, where they're serving up lunch. Sloppy Joe with mac and cheese today. Come on! Bring it on. I'd take an IV of that. Sloppy Joe and a mac and cheese. You kidding me? That's a West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. Country Fried Steak, if you want to go a little wimpier. 12th Avenue, Fargo location for that. PetroServe USA's Harwood location. Two Sloppy Joes and Chips. And how about this? Valley City off I-94, exit 292. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. We'll be there live, PetroServe USA, checking out the good food next Thursday on your 4th of July travels. Stop by and see us Thursday. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let me go to the call here first. There's a bunch of things I have that I want to put together in a question for you that have come in by text, but let's go to Denny first on the phone. Denny, in Moorhead, Minnesota, for Senator Kevin Cramer, your question.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Scott. I wanted to make a two-point question. The $2.7 trillion that we use for the bailout for the coronavirus, that comes out to $32,400 for a family of four, but yet only, the family only got $3,400. Where'd the other $29,000 go? But my main question is, the Fed was supposed to have kicked it $6 trillion. So where did that money go? And that comes out to $18,000 a person or $72,000. You add that to the $32,400. That comes out to $104,400 you could send to every family of four in the United States. Where did the other 97% of that money go? That's so, my math is wrong. Please correct me.
No, your math is fine. It's just that the application of it might not be quite accurate, particularly with the $6 trillion of the Federal Reserve's contribution, which, by the way, is, you know, just starting up again in the sense of the CARES Act. A little over half of the CARES Act will be run as well through the Federal Reserve, most of which is not even kicked in through things like the Main Street Lending Program. But all of the Federal Reserve programs have to be paid back. Those are all loans. And in some cases, that you know, they're pretty generous loans, they're benevolent, but they're not free, and they all come with the interest rates. And so the Federal Reserve is barred by policy, federal policy, federal law, from granting dollars. So they can't even forgive loans. They have to be judicious about it. So all of those dollars are not direct contributions or direct grants to any individual or business, but rather a series of financial instruments and credit instruments that allow businesses and investors and the economy to continue at a time when there's very little liquidity available to business. So it's you know, the term liquidity gets used a lot, of course, in the credit business, in the banking business, and that's what the Federal Reserve component of this is, as well as some of the other pieces, some of the SBA programs and other things like that. So it's really leveraged, and to be honest with you, the money that your math draws up is actually just a representation of the actual appropriated funds, but it's really leveraged for many, many more funds that go into the economy that allow people, in addition to their, for example, the $1,200 direct payment they got or the PPP loan that was forgiven that allowed them to continue to be paid a salary. It also allows their employer to be able to come back.
My gut feeling, and I don't know that we're going to know this for maybe a year or more, but my gut feeling is that, you know, the way it was crafted, I remember the hours and hours and hours of meetings over, you know, weekends, nights, you know, Sunday mornings, talking to you about all the different moving parts. And I remember hearing about Paycheck Protection Program, thinking, you know, that's going to help. Low interest money, that's going to help for the things that everybody's in. My gut reaction, this will be way better than you know, the too big to fail fiasco, where it was ridiculous. But it's still that much more that's got to be paid back. So it's still just that much more in actual debt. I mean, it's some point that party has to end, doesn't it?
Well, yes. The $6 trillion that he's talking about that the Federal Reserve, though, put in terms of liquidity, that's basically the lowering of interest rates to zero and providing the other tools that provide liquid into the banking system and into investment, into the markets. That doesn't come off of the general debt or the appropriations process. Nor does a fair bit of the rest of the CARES Act. The piece, he is right that there was $2.9 trillion in the CARES Act. That's literal appropriated dollars, but about $1.5 trillion of that $2.9 trillion is again leveraged with Federal Reserve to provide liquidity that all will get paid back. So that leaves the other about $1.4 trillion, which has been appropriated and spent, by the way, so just under half.
So you're saying, I think I hear you saying, how we account for the actual debt from the coronavirus relief efforts, $1.4 trillion can be added to wherever the debt was before that. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, and part of that $1.4 trillion will even be paid back because some of it's, you know, loans that will be paid back. We're not done. My sense is that after about mid-July, when we get back after the 4th of July, we'll be back in session again next week. The Senate, anyway, the Senate has been in session for the last couple of months. The House is not. But when we get back, that'll be the major piece of legislation we'll try to get done before August 1st. And so it'll be added to, and the question becomes, do you add to it and keep people afloat and keep businesses afloat, or do we just sort of let it slide and, in the name of the federal debt and federal deficit, not spend anymore? And those are serious conversations that are taking place.
One of these days, and Denny will like this, we should just do a whole hour and get some of your favorite colleagues there that agree growth in the economy is the only way we're going to get it, that debt down to a point where it's manageable, because people do worry about it. I think they worry about it less in times like this, just because, like, what do you got to take one thing at a time. But I think Denny's got a good worry there, no doubt.
Well, and to Denny's point, because this, I hate to keep piling on here, Scott, but remember, we have like basically zero interest right now. So the debt, as bad as it looks currently, will be a lot worse if we ever get back to normalized interest rates. So there's plenty of reason to be concerned, but if we let the economy completely crash to the point of not being able to come back, it won't matter how much debt we have, we're sunk. So we've got to find that balance. And so far, I think there's been a pretty good job of doing it, which is why the next phase of coronavirus relief is going to be more business focused, more jobs focused, less unemployment focused, and more employment focused.
Senator Kevin Cramer, let's see here. We don't have enough time to get to Ty in Watford City. You are next. JC in New Salem wants to talk about defunding NPR. JC, come on. Yeah, there's the next question. We can get into some priorities there a little bit. And somebody earlier called, and I said I would ask you about the Great Outdoors Act, having more federal land, meaning less tax revenue, and concerned about that. So that and much more straight ahead on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. You looking for just a little slice of heaven? You know, just your own little spot to build your own world. Average household income is over $73,000 there, for one. And they have a new community center. They have a lot of festivities and activities for families. Freedom Fest, TiogaND.org. Check it out. More coming up.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New data shows what's being called uncontrollable growth of new COVID-19 infections in nearly a quarter of U.S. counties. That from the analytics firm Esri. Its data indicates record levels of new infections in California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, as well as Mississippi, where the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, blames it in part on a lack of people wearing masks in public.
This reckless social behavior is going to harm the whole state. It's going to harm the businesses in the state. It's going to harm our economy, and it's going to cause unnecessary deaths.
A better-than-expected economic report out this morning as American consumers increased their spending by a record 8.2% in May, partly erasing record plunges in consumer spending in the previous 2 months. There was a 6.6% drop in spending in March and a drop of 12.6% in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's a couple in the corner and I wonder what he said because she's crying. And I guess they won't remember when they wake up in the morning with a headache from the whiskey and the wine. I know that I said things I regret when I'm sober because we always hurt the ones we love the most. I messed up and I know it. If I hurt you, boy, I'm sorry, but it's good to see the boy I used to know. We can dance, but I can't dance.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Somebody asked for more details on the celebration of the life of Sister Thomas. I can't think of a better way of doing that than playing an excerpt or two of her talk on servant leadership in a TEDx talk she did some time ago. But the details that you're looking for are this. And Kevin mentioned some of this. Sunday, 1 to 7, foyer of the Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel at the University of Mary. There is a visitation. It's open to the public. Vigil service will end with an evening prayer at 7 p.m. And then Monday, visitation from 9 until 10 in the foyer of the Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel. Funeral mass, 10 a.m., open to Sister Thomas's family and close friends at 10 a.m. And that's just a matter of size. That's all you'll get in there, right?
That, and I'm sure they want to maintain, you know, some distance between people as well. It's a nice-sized chapel, but it's not huge by any stretch. And the Bismarck Civic Center couldn't hold all the people that would want to attend Mr. Thomas's funeral.
No kidding. I want to play a little clip here, but I promised I'd get to Ty after the break here, so we'll go to Ty in Watford City. And you've reminded me, Ty, with your call from that great city of Watford City that I so love, that I heard the tragic news yesterday that someone that's been a pillar of McKenzie County's growth and just a great guy, Roger Chin, 78-year-old, who's rancher out by, I think, I want to say Keene, is Grassy Butte, I think. With the rollover, anyway, was out there on a farmstead just 5 miles south of Grassy Butte, and that took his life yesterday evening. So, sad story. For sure, ATV evidently struck a tree, overturned. He was pinned underneath. Gosh, be careful, folks, on those ATVs. Please be careful. I know they're fun, but I just hear too many of these stories. So our thoughts and prayers with Roger Chin's family, for sure. Good guy. Anyway, thanks for that, Ty. What's on your mind?
My question is for the senator. Where is the Republican leadership in regards to backing our president?
Well, let's see. We just confirmed the 200th Donald Trump nominee to the federal bench, far surpassing any other presidents in the first 3.5 to 4 years of their presidency. In fact, it's really a legacy both of the Republican Senate and of Donald Trump's to have been able to do that. In fact, for the first time in 40 years, there's not a single vacancy in the circuit courts in this country because Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership have made it a very high priority, even to the point where changing the rules. As you know, there was no way to ever get 60 votes again from Democrats. So it took a heavy lift even to do that, to change the rules. And that's just since I've been there, just in the last less than 2 years that we've done that. Pretty strong. And I would also say, just from a legislative standpoint, we have, as Republican leadership, have carried a lot for the president's agenda. And that's been hard for a lot of them because, of course, we went from a more traditionally conservative to a more populist conservatism. And there have been some misses along the way.
Sir, I don't know if you saw the video of the president getting off Marine One, walking into the White House the other night after his rally in Tulsa. But that man, I have never seen a president, let alone anybody, walk anywhere with a tie untied, hanging around his neck, and the look on his face was, he has the world on his shoulders. And I'm only one man out here, but I guarantee you there's millions of us out here that are thinking, why should we vote Republican ever again? Because we never see, he has spies in his own White House. He has people in your party that are doing everything to undercut him. Me as an average.
Can you give me an example of one?
The spies, every time you turn around, there's something that comes out.
In the White House, yeah. There's lots of those. I agree with that, yeah.
How about an example? Like, what's the worst thing you think where Republicans are undermining him? I mean, because you hear this a lot, and I've had this call, a number of calls from folks earlier in the week about this, and I said, honestly, I think if you ask President Trump, he would say of all he's had to deal with, the Republican Senate has been an oasis, right? Yeah. I mean, I honestly think he would say that. I don't know. Kevin could correct
me. He says it a lot.
Let me jump in here, and I will use you, sir, is because I'm a new citizen of North Dakota. I have never once seen you on TV and stood up in front of American Pravda and said, listen, this man is trying to do his best. We need to get together. Senator Graham.
Scotty, do you want to take that one, Scott?
Yeah, and Ty, I'm not gonna pick on you because you're new here, but if you asked Donald Trump today, if you and I were sitting with him and said, give me your top five defenders in the United States Senate, he would mention Kevin Cramer 4 of the 5 times. So, and nobody does more media and everything. I don't expect you to know that or have seen any of that, but I think your complaint is of some of the folks that are a little more tepid, and Kevin, you probably share the same complaint. Some people that don't want to get their fingers dirty defending the guy, right?
Well, a lot of it has to do with
Graham,
depending
Senator
where they
Graham
come from
a,
and whatnot.
Is a perfect example.
I'm sorry, who?
Excuse me, sir. Senator Graham, your colleague is a perfect example. That man is a sailboat. You don't. He goes where the wind blows. One minute you think he's for President Trump, and then all of a sudden you see he says something that's completely contradicting. I'm one man out here, but I guarantee you there's millions of us out here that we don't see anybody cohesively standing behind the President of the United States. And frankly, why should we even vote anymore for Republicans? Because we don't. The world's burning down right now. Statues
because,
are being
because Nancy po- because you think Nancy down. Pelosi's better. I mean, I have to take issue with much of what you're saying right now, quite honestly. And there's a couple of things I would point to that are probably nobody's fault. And one of them is this: when you have the presidency, there's one person in your party that gets a lot of gets a lot of media, and that's the president. The other people that get a lot of attention from the media are his opponents, his or her opponents. And that's just why for those of us that are strong defenders of, now I go on, you know, CNBC, Fox News, Fox Business once or twice a week, usually defending the president. oftentimes we're talking about other things as well, but usually defending the president or explaining a policy of the president's and why it's good for the United States, national security, economy, North Dakota specifically, agriculture. And I do it a lot. In fact, just Scotty can tell you, if you did a Google search of my name right now, you would find about 2 weeks of me getting hammered by the national media for defending President Trump's Hong Kong policy. Right, Scott? I mean, a bill that we passed yesterday that for the last week I held up because we're waiting for and wanted to consider the White House's objections to the bill and the technical reviews of the sanctions. And we got those technical reviews. We passed the bill yesterday with the White House's with the White House and the Treasury Department and State Department's corrections.
Ty has a point here, though, is there's not enough Kevin Cramers in the U.S. Senate on the Republican side of the aisle and in general around the country. I mean, I think there are way more Republicans on the side of, oh, that guy scares me. Oh, what's he going to tweet? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't believe he did that. They love the outcome. They love the adulation of the people that like him, and they want to be with them and get their support. But they aren't willing to lift a finger or do the work you've done. I think Ty has a point.
Probably, he probably does. But here's one thing: I'm quite certain Donald Trump wouldn't be as adamant about it. Probably, but he gets to see every day how we're turning things out for his agenda and whatnot. But I would agree that there are plenty of hand-wringers. And what they probably do, they don't necessarily diss him a lot, although people like Mitt Romney do, obviously. But they do sort of wring their hands or maybe don't say enough to defend him. The other thing, though, that you have to, I think that's sort of interesting, of course, not everybody comes from, a bright red state like North Dakota, and so they might have a different circumstance or situation that causes them to be more concerned, or they're not as in touch with their own base, quite frankly. That does happen a lot. So there's no question there's probably plenty of tepid support lack of support among some Republicans, but by and large, he gets an awful lot of backing from Republicans, both in the House.
Here's what
and
I'd like
Senate.
To see, though. Here, what I would like to see is rather than backing when it's something you can Ty. One second, you can. But I just wanted to say this one thing, and then go ahead. Donald Trump has flaws. Donald Trump is not the perfect president. I love Donald Trump more than I've loved any president in my lifetime. I love the man, flaws and all, because you know what? He cares. He obviously cares. It isn't about, a transaction and you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. He's, whether it's fighting China or whatever, he's going to do the right thing. But in the process of doing the right thing, he is clearly impulsive and clearly, fights his own message sometimes. I wish some people say, yeah, there's that. I don't like everything about it, but look what the guy's doing. In other words, acknowledge his flaws, help people who just have this phobia about Donald Trump because of the dumbest things. Oh, this, that, or the other thing happened 25 years ago. That's what makes me crazy. And I think that's where more people could do what you're saying, Ty, because I get your point. I think you're saying it well when you talk about looking at him on that walk from the White House. And I saw it too. A guy probably just woke up. I mean, a president got to sleep once in a while and he looked like, oh my gosh. But you're right. The weight of the world's on his shoulders. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's trying to take him down. So go ahead and get your final point in here, Ty.
My last, I guess it's just a statement to the senator, and I respect you, sir, coming from a Marine NCO.
Mm-hmm.
We have a general, and I'm an NCO. I don't see any of his lieutenants backing him. And I, quite frankly, there's a couple million of us out here that are fed up with the lieutenant. You, not necessarily you, but the Republican Party in general, is that this is beyond getting old.
Ty, appreciate your passion on it, Ty, a lot. Semper Fi, God bless you for your service. Call again, and we'll continue with more of the conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer after this. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Overstocked. A huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities, Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some as few as 5,000 miles. Practically brand new. Almost. Payments starting at just $199 a month. All come with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com. I promised a cut of Sister Thomas Walter. I want to do that before we finish, then we'll give Kevin a chance to respond to Ty and see what we have left for time here with callers on What's on Your Mind. But this was Sister Thomas Walter. She did a TEDx talk unusual place, I think, for a faith leader, but she just performed it masterfully and did a wonderful job. And I'll put up the whole thing so you can hear it at some point today on my Facebook page, but here's just a snippet of it.
It's hard to honor whole when we're constantly looking for something else, continually looking for something better, something more perfect, something faster, something more convenient. And it breeds a restlessness. It breeds a dissatisfaction within us that forces us. It forces us to live at the surface. But stability rewards us with deep connections to community. It rewards us with even that drive, that commitment to build a community and to find a home within our global community. The challenge is to be fully present to those around us, to engage face-to-face with one's child, with a colleague, with a neighbor. Even that person may not be in our circle of friends. Are we ready to be fully present? Are we ready to give our time as a gift? Are we ready to listen with an open heart and an open mind? I'm haunted by the words of William Isaacs, who says, "We don't listen. We just reload."
We just reload. How about that big presence?
Well, that speech, I want to tell everybody, Scott, you're exactly right. And that speech is on TED TV YouTube or TEDx YouTube. It's about 11 minutes long, and it's incredible from start to finish.
Hey, great lady. Thanks for the memories, Sister Thomas. Thanks for all the life lessons. You will be missed for sure.
So I want to say something to Ty and others that listen. Remember, part of what makes Republicans is that we're not sheep. Just imagine that in the last 2 months, Nancy Pelosi has held the proxy of every Democratic member of the House of Representatives, literally changed the rules, allowing them to give her their proxy so she can vote for them. Republicans, one of our greatest strengths philosophically, becomes one of our greatest weaknesses politically, is we're independent thinkers. We have a conviction of principle, and we vote our conscience, and we defend our conscience, and it's much messier, but it's much more true to conservatism, the individualism of conservatism. So it can be very frustrating politically. I know it is for the president. He and I have had this talk a few times, and that is that Republicans have a harder time, quote, sticking together because we tend to be a little more independent.
I think this audience understands, I'm guessing Ty understands, that the president just doesn't face a political opposition party like any other president does, but he's got the media absolutely cheerleading his defeat. He has the academia and everything else, and so do you guys, right? So when you put your neck on the line to go out and help the administration on a Hong Kong situation with China in the middle of trying to help your farmers who have to rely on China to buy some of those things, you know, there's a give and take there. So yes, you're out there, but you're also going to get whacked by the media. I think some people want you to just do, you know, just be reckless. Just go out there and do the, but they don't realize the shoes that you have to walk in, because, you know, you're in the same boat in a sense. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're exactly right. In fact, what we've just experienced is, here I am, you know, you said top five. If there are two of them that defend the president more and better than I do, and more often than I do in the national and local media, I don't know who they are. One of them probably would be Lindsey Graham, actually. But for that, I get headlines like I have for last week about how I do these things at the behest of the White House, being criticized for it, and on this show being criticized for not defending him enough. So it gets back to the point I was making earlier. Republicans are independent thinkers. We're not sheep. And so I don't expect to be beloved by even every Republican.
I say this to every Republican out there, to every conservative out there who wants more fight from Republicans, support those that are doing it. Senator Kramer would be one of them. Challenge those who aren't, and do it yourself. Show how it can be done. Right? I mean, your frustration about other people not defending him enough is wasted on spent energy that could have been directed somewhere else. So that's an important point. We're not going to get to all these calls, and I apologize. I know JC in New Salem wanted you to defund NPR, so if you can take that one on, that'd be great. But the
That'd be a pretty good priority, even though it wouldn't do a thing hardly to help our debt or deficit, because that's on the small side of the budget, unfortunately. But symbolically, it would mean a lot. Scotty, I will tell you that I think that what you do every day on the radio is every bit and even more valuable public service than what, you know, National Public Radio does, and I'm not sure why we do it anymore, considering how many venues there are now for people to get information. It's not like it used to be.
We didn't get a chance to get Chris in here to tell you from the perspective of someone battling every day to make sure residents are reunited with loved ones. Thank you for your work in redefining with the CMS folks compassionate care, so more visits will happen in North Dakota. We'll talk about that next time.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.